I want to welcome all of you affectionately for our second workshop. It's the second full day of your retreat. We have been going for quite some... We have made a very good journey. I was very satisfied with yesterday. I felt really that you applied yourself to the processes which were suggested or given to you. Today we will enter a little bit deeper into our relationship with the Holy Name. I need to maybe make two brief announcements about what we are doing. To effect really a change in our habits, we need to go deep and restructure ourselves. So in order to do that, the style on this retreat is not just information of new points, but a few exercises which are designed in such a way as to take away an old habit and establish a new one. This is done a little subtly, and there are a few elements which come together. One is breathing and physical oriented techniques. I've taken most of this from the third canto, chapter 28, where Lord Kapila discusses the position of yoga techniques, like the Ashtanga yoga techniques, in relationship to bhakti. It is quite surprising that for devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement, because so often we hear that this is very much separated, and at best we take yoga and the techniques of yoga for events where we try to connect with the yoga scene. It's, in other words, not perfectly honest what we do. We do this as a means to interest people, but ourselves, we usually have either no connection or even a derisive connection with such techniques. Now, the 28th chapter, where Prabhupada says Ashtanga Yoga is part of Vaishnava practice, comes as a shock for many devotees. In this chapter, Kapila Dev wants to give his mother a technique how to extract the soul from the entanglement of matter. And he has described Sankhya and Bhakti before that, but now he explains the combination of yoga and bhakti. Now, in his purpose, Srila Prabhupada is clear that the main practice in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this chapter, he doesn't take back his original statements on how important bhakti is, but he does mention things like breathing helps us to control the mind and such things. So I've taken a few of the techniques there and used it, because I feel after so many years, devotees still have attention deficit problems when it comes to to japa, the most and kirtan. So let us use what is useful in the spirit of yukta vairagya, at least during a retreat. Then, as we practice in our normal life, we have made at least an experience of stilling the mind, and then we can come back to the experience and just build on it and do other things. I'm not advocating, in other words, yoga mishra bhakti. That is not, that's clearly not Prabhupada's style. Only I'm using, during retreats, a few things so that an experience of stilling the mind and more focus can be made. Good. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
Good. I would like to request all of us to apply what we learned yesterday in alignment. Remember, we are sitting properly, we are pronouncing the mantra properly, we listen to it properly. Whenever our mind goes somewhere else, we try to pull it back to the sound vibration of the holy name. And as far as our heart is concerned, well, we will learn a lot about this really today. We will learn what it means to do connected chanting as opposed to disconnected chanting. Or better, we learn to chant in a relationship as opposed to remaining on the physical and mental platform and bound really to different shades and colors of illusion. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Bacharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Go Bhaktavinna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chanda, Radha Vrindavan Chanda Se Radhe. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bol. Hare Krishna. I have been informed that sometimes I'm not so easily understood in the back because of the sound. Can I request that we tune or turn up my microphone a little bit, the volume in it? Is David here? Or someone of you seems to know. It's usually a little risky when everyone tries to work on one machine. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Oh, yes, yes, thank you, thank you. You know everything. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So, good, good, good. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesa Sunyavari Paskajare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Chakalpatarubhyasya Kipa Sindhu Vaivacha Aditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare human being is a relationship-oriented being. We always think in terms of relationships, like I'm his son, or I'm his friend, or I'm his servant. We think like I'm her mother, I'm their leader. Or simply, I am sitting on this floor, having a relationship with the floor. Mm-hmm. Thus our identity or position in this world tends to be defined by relationships. Relationships to people, relationships to objects, relationships to the world which surrounds us. Now, during the chanting of the holy name, we want to enter another relationship, a relationship with Krishna, where we think, my dear Lord, I belong to you, I'm yours, I'm your part. This actually is done especially during activities which are related with worship. In the pujari training, where a priest is trained, before he is going on the altar, he is performing a Buddha Shuddhi meditation, a meditation which clears him or dislodges him or disconnects him to with these relationships to the world. He prays that, "My Lord, I have been working in these relationships with the world for so long, but now I have understood that in truth I'm only your part and particle. My life has become endlessly complicated because of these various relationships, but I'm really only yours." Most of you are users of social media, and you know how sometimes it can be very difficult. "Oh, I could not respond to this WhatsApp message," or "I forgot his birthday, and now he will most probably think our relationship has gone sour." So it is a great work for the modern person to keep all his relationships, so to say, to nourish the relationships with his presence, and so on. And many times we are so overburdened by our various relationships in the world that we miss this essential point of having a relationship with Krishna. Now, in a sense, sitting down to do japa is a part of bhajan or worship of the Lord, and therefore not much different to what the pujari does when he leaves, so to say, the world behind as he steps over the threshold into the sacred room, the altar room, and he needs to prepare himself. We also, when we do japa or kirtan, we worship Krishna, and we should do so with this understanding of the one relationship, the relationship with Krishna, which has been neglected by us when we came into this world, and as we went through our various life forms and situations and so on. So to help us experience, at least during japa, a relationship with Krishna, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has offered a very powerful three-step meditation. It starts with these are really affirmations. No? It starts with becoming aware of our relationship to Krishna. Before I give you these, I want to tell you a little story which I heard from a good friend, which impacted me very deeply. There was once a great, great devotee, his name is Vallabhacharya, who had been entrusted to be a spiritual master. And he felt quite incompetent to lead souls to Krishna. And this gave him great pain in his heart. Imagine you are entrusted with a duty which you feel incapable of doing, and if it's a duty which requires you to take on a lot of responsibility and you find yourself unable, it gives you some great pain. So this Vallabhacharya sat at the banks of the Yamuna with this question: "Krishna, how can I bring souls to you? How is it possible?" And evening came, the birds of Vrindavan were flying back to their nests. I think all of us who have been in Vrindavan, relished these magical moments when just before dusk sets in, when the sky is full with these fun birds like green parrots, etc., and also the peacocks, and they all come back to their nests, leaving their various bird activities and settling for the night at home, where they consider home. It's a very nice and very thought, or let me say, devotion-inspiring situation. At that time, you see the cows with a few little boys who carry sticks, walking towards the cow sheds and bringing the cows home. It's a very beautiful and silent and contemplative atmosphere in Vrindavan. So Vallabhacharya noticed all of this. He noticed how people were putting the wash, which they had dried in the sun, in the baskets to go home and reach home before darkness settled in, and homecoming atmosphere. But he felt, I can't help people go home to the eternal home, to Krishna. And he felt deeply distressed. His servant said, Guru Maharaj, night is also there, it's also coming, let us go. But he was not willing to move from the spot. He prayed to the Lord for a long, long time. And around 12 o'clock midnight, this is how it is thought, he had a momentary vision of Lord Krishna. Krishna appeared to him a little bit like a lightning in the night, an expression of a lot of light. We will see about this a little later in our exercise. He saw the Lord and he prayed to the Lord, my Lord, what can I do? And then the Lord said, you can lead souls to me, but only if you convince them that they have a relationship to me. And then, when they connect with me or relate to me, then in contact with me, they will be purified. And the Lord then used an example. In ordinary village water, waste water from the village, flows into the Ganga. By contact with the Ganga, it becomes crystal pure and you can drink it after some time. In the same way, when ordinary souls who are contaminated in various ways come in contact with me, through that relationship they can become purified. And then he gave Vallabhacharya a mantra. It's called a Brahma Sambandha mantra, in which those who follow that line of Vallabha are initiated. The mantra is very, very similar. In fact, it says the same thing, it's just a few different wordings. From our own in Agodhya Sampradaya, our Sampradayik, our what we learn in our school, how we relate to Krishna. No? That I have a plan during the upcoming japa session at 4 o'clock. I will tell you our mantra very verbally. I will pronounce it, but here I can talk about the content. It says that I'm really only your part, my Lord, but due to my conditioned life, my life has become so complicated, but I'm turning now fortunately to you, by the mercy of my spiritual master, I know about you, and I'm serving you now from henceforward. So this is the idea of chanting in Sambandha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur made it very, very concrete and very simple. The first step is where you see yourself as an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. By the way, all this you will get in your Amritavani training newsletter. I'm saying this because obviously sometimes it helps to make notes, but you don't need to be in anxiety that you don't catch these important points. It will be sent to you by the computer science. You just do what you do in Buddha Shuddhi. You think, I am an eternal soul. I would like to do this with you, just very briefly, give you some understanding. Please sit properly. Look a little around, because I will soon ask you to close the eyes. What is something? No, please, you tell me. You're just joyful. What? Yeah. You are very joyful. No, I do many things, don't worry. See, I'm sometimes a little slow. I'm not a social media person, so some humor escapes me. What did I do something wrong? Am I properly dressed? Good. Prabhupada, I know we are all in a community now. We feel very much bond, but now be serious. It is important that you learn something new. When you are ready, no, I won't ask you about brown and red colors. When you are ready, close your eyes, please. And breathe in and out. The idea here is to be conscious of your in and outgoing breath. When you breathe in, just say to yourself, I'm breathing in now. And when you breathe out, just say to yourself, I'm breathing out now. Connect your attention with your in and exhaling breath. Whenever your mind goes somewhere, no problem, but try to bring it back to your breathing. Our gross and subtle body are connected through prana. So when we breathe in and out consciously, our subtle body, our mind, becomes relaxed. Now bring your attention to the heart area. in this heart, you as the eternal soul reside. When you leave, at the time of death, the heart and the body, it becomes lifeless, like a shirt or a garment which you leave behind at the beginning of night. You take it off. Think of yourself as a little, as a soul which is filled with the light of consciousness. It's a little, like a little sun in the heart. As you breathe in, the light becomes a little bit stronger. As you breathe out, the light goes a little bit more inside. Now say it to yourself in your mind. I'm an atomic, small particle of consciousness, and Krishna's eternal servant. I have so long forgotten you, my dear Lord. But I wish to turn to you. From that space, please say with me the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Your eyes. After making this first step, you're ready to make the second step. No, it's the other one. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. Here the colors are a little bit, you know, it's daylight and so on, but you're supposed to see Krishna, it's not a Brahma Jyoti. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. See, this is already Sambandha working. And the last step Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends is the material world is a house of correction meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. What a perspective to view the world. It's like a house of correction. Another translation says a prison house. The idea is to help people reform whatever bad tendency brought them to do some criminal act. So it's when you are in such a house, you only have one purpose, that is to reform and to become qualified to leave the prison and all its restrictions, to interact in the real world. So these are the three foundational understandings of good japa or kirtan. I'm a part of consciousness. I'm not the body, really. Krishna is my only master, Lord and Master, and the really only purpose why I'm here is really to become qualified to go to Krishna. What do you think about this? What do you think when you take this serious? Imagine, I sometimes say to devotees, it's true. I'm not saying it's true. But just imagine the possibility that you are an eternal soul. I'm not saying it's true. It may be just some Indian talk, you know. But just let us be bold to contemplate it as a possibility. I'm not the body. I think it's a good possibility. I mean, it's a very likely. And just imagine something even more challenging. Imagine Krishna is God. It's not that we say this during the 1 hour of boring Bhagavatam class. It is true. Just imagine this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the devotee should understand Krishna is real. More real than you are. Just imagine this as a vague possibility. It's not, what is it? A con trip? Con? Concoction, yeah, but there is. What? There's an American slang word which the devotees like to always use. What? No, it is. There are many words with C-O-N, I know. But it's not just that we are led on some illusory concept and so on. Just think about the possibility for a moment. I would like to share something with you, which I am a little shy to share, but it was in the year 1989. Some of you were maybe not yet born, or 89, I remember. I was committed or brought into the hospital. I could walk myself. I had three things. A hernia, which needed to be surgically treated. Then torn ligaments on the left foot, and then something here. It was a good tumor which just protruded from the head like a horn, a big horn. It was, people have this. It's not dangerous. It's not cancer, but it's good to remove it just in case something happens with the cells. So I still remember, because it really shaped my understanding of myself in significant ways. I was, they give you an injection to before the real anesthesia to calm you down, and I was in that creative little surgery church, you know. It's not something for outside of the hospital. You know, it's just a short thing so that they can remove it and get everywhere when there's an emergency on your body. And the anesthetist rolled my table into the operation theater. He happened to be from Lund, a town in southern Sweden, and when he found out that I could speak Swedish, we conversed in Swedish, and I still remember, he said, "You won't feel a thing. Be calm." I said, "You never know, you know, I can't trust that these modern science." So they brought me in, and I remember I was parked, and I heard in the back the sound, you know, of instruments like this, sharp instruments. And then they put in one vein the anesthesia, and in the other a synthetically produced thing of curare. Curare, you remember from Latin America, the people there tip their arrows into curare and then shoot an animal, and immediately it freezes. The nerves can't function any longer. I had informed myself very well. They said it's good because we will have to cut through some part of the muscle tissues, and you know, people are very tickly here, and so better we stun it, and so on. So then I went out, and the next thing I noticed is there was some feeling as if someone had put his fingernails into my foot. It was a sharp but tolerable pain. I felt the same here, and I could understand, well, they have done already the ligament and the removal of the tumor here, but why do I feel anything at all? And then there was no time for thinking any longer. The pain was just so excruciating, big, increasing every second. They had already cut open my belly to get to the hernia, and I could feel it. It was so, so painful. I could hear voices all of a sudden. I tried to make myself known, give me more of the anesthesia or whatever you use here. But I could not speak, I couldn't use my voice, nor could I even lift my hand or my finger. They had given me curare. Everything was out, which was for the motoric functions of the body. But the pain was there, and it became stronger and stronger. It was as if an army came marching out of the fog with their guns painted at me, and I pointed at me, and I knew soon I would be overwhelmed by the pain. My dear devotees, I have never been so afraid in my life, because there is pain which is just not possible for the organism to take any longer. And to be cut while you're conscious is just one of those pains you just don't want. You can't tolerate it. So I remember it was becoming increasingly difficult in the body. Then all of a sudden, when I thought this is the I'm going mad, I dislodged from the body, and I was over my body. My first reaction was absolute relief. because the pain was no longer with me. I didn't feel a thing, just like the anesthetist has said. But I was there. You laugh, but it is an existential situation. Don't laugh. Maybe it will happen to you if you laugh. So I was there over the body, and being extraordinarily curious, I joined very young, and I've never forgotten to be interested in life. Let me check this room out. And I went and I floated in the surgery theater and had a look of everything, but a very distant look, I must say. Then I thought, I wonder if Agnidev prays or if he sleeps. I had asked Agnidev, not the Agnidev you know, but the priest of our temple, to be in the waiting room and pray that everything went well. And I know from my experience as an international lecturer that devotees take any opportunity to fall asleep when no one looks. I was saying, let me look in the waiting room. I'm so interested if he prays or if he sleeps. So I remember, I went through the wall. That was unusual. What is going on? Anyways, I want to know now. And I went through the corridor. Somehow I knew the way. I came upstairs, other corridors, and went into the waiting room where Agnidev, the pujari, who gets up very early for the morning services, was praying. He prayed. And as somehow am playful by nature, I thought, let me give him a sign. Maybe I can just kick over a vase or something and asked him if the vase fell over. But I was a little bit childish. I tried, but it didn't work. I was not experienced, really, in the subtle ghost body. So I said, wait a minute, this is not a time for playful activities. This could be the time. Let me get quickly back now. I mean, I'm out of the body. But does this mean, have I died or what? I need to get back to my body. And somehow I went through the corridors and I went through the wall of the operation theater and then came back to where the surgeons worked at me. At this moment, I noticed there was panic on the table. What I still remember, as the surgeon had worked on me, you remember when I was just out of the body and still in the operation theater, they had discussed about golf playing. It was a routine operation for them. You know, the hernia is not the world. It's not something like a really serious surgery. What I remember very distinctly, Dr. Bauer, the main surgeon, had explained a certain stroke where you have to put it like Tiger Joe Williams or whoever they are called and bring it down on the ball and then shoot it very fast. And he had, you know, you take it like this, and the other surgeon looked at him, and then you really put like, and it must have happened then that he cut the main arteria. What I saw when I returned was panic, and there was blood coming as if from a fountain. And they were, my God, we need to close this. And they closed it. Uh, in some ways, and I was back into my, I don't know, yes, I think I was back in my body, but because I was a little nervous, my things are not working, maybe working so well. All I know is I had seen the blood coming out, and then I saw visions. I first saw my past, as I lived on an island between Germany and Denmark, in a villa, a well-kept boy, and so on. My schooling, I heard the bell, the school bell. I saw other scenes when we left the island, and I became a city boy of the city in Hamburg. I saw different things which made great impact, like I visited concerts of well-known musicians and participated in dance and song, and saw my whole life coming by up to this moment on the surgery table. I was very, very, very anxious at this moment. At this moment, I prayed to Krishna. I prayed, my dear Lord, whatever is your plan with me, I have only one singular desire. Please be at my side. Be there. Then I saw Krishna. I must be very careful in this analytical circle of devotees. I saw my favorite picture of Krishna. You know, yellow dhoti, has a calf under the arm. He's in the standing position. It was painted by an ISKCON artist, curly hairs, looking very present and mildly towards me. I saw that same image as you can see in our books. And the Lord communicated to me, almost a little bit smilingly disappointed, you don't have to pray like this. I'm always by your side. Now don't panic with this surgery. Don't panic. You will be healthy again. You still have a mission in the service of Srila Prabhupada to do, to spread Krishna consciousness. No need to be so anxious. I'm always by your side. It was a mild correction I saw in my and an encouragement. There is something waiting for you. I was really happy. I felt in a holding context. I was peaceful. And the next thing I knew is I was the anesthetist rolled my bed out of the surgeon theater, operation theater. He looked at me as I was waking up and he said, "Didn't I tell you, you won't feel a thing?" I was too tired to enter into an argument with him. I only whispered, I'm happy I'm alive. So then the next few days were the most terrible days in my life. My belly was expanding every day a little bit more. One evening, the male caretaker from the hospital came and said, "Why is your belly so big? Let me touch it." And he touched it, and it was so painful. My body just was shocked, and I fell out of the bed. And the next thing I know is I was again being readied for a second surgery. As it had turned out, they couldn't really seal the arteria, and I had internal bleeding, and they need to open me again and do this. But I don't remember anything like an out-of-body experience in the second surgery. But I always remember how I had, in the first experience, left the body, how I then had gone into the waiting room to convince myself if the devotee really was praying or not. It was for me an existential need, so I had deep and personal investment in this question. And I still remember telling Dr. Bauer, the main surgeon, you know, when you did surgery on me, I heard you discussing. What did you hear? I heard you talking about golf. And I will now show you that I heard everything by telling you what in particular you talked about golf. You talked about this one particular strike of Tiger Joe Williams or whoever is a big... and you brought your imaginary golf racket down into my abdomen. But there was no golf racket, there was a sharp scalpel, and you cut my arteria, Dr. Bauer. He said, do you want to sue me? He said, and I said, not at all. Why should I do such a thing? You tried your best, and it was a routine operation. I'm not like, you know, I'm a monk. Why should I wish harm to anyone? I just wanted to bring something to your attention. There's a soul which exists separate from the brain, which I was lying there. Please chant Hare Krishna to purify your soul. You know, I'm a little preacher by nature. So, yes, but I will never forget that. I'm here in the body. You think I'm a German. It's not true. You think I'm a little uncomfortable in my statements. That may be my cultural upbringing, but I'm an eternal soul. It is really a truth. Prabhupada says, we are not the body, and he didn't say just something to say something interesting to us. He wanted to bring this before us. So in sadhana, means spiritual practice, my dear devotees, we want to come onto this level, the level of reality, and we want to address the Lord in this way. Therefore, this three-step program, which we will see in one slide and now, is a very useful. You start, when you sit down, I'm an eternal soul. No, you need to go back to where we started. My technical assistant is overwhelmed by the story, so you have to forgive him. Go back. You don't reveal your secrets to the audience before it's time. Yes. So, I am an eternal soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is my eternal master, and I'm here in this world only to reform my absent-minded tendency. This is this meditation, and this is very, very nice. And I wanted to tell you this story from practical experience so that you just know, yes, there are these phenomena. They are called out-of-body experiences. And we have in a few weeks a conference by leading scientists. Also, one comes from America. Just for this conference to give two presentations. It's very interesting things. My experience was not a near-death experience. It is technically an out-of-body experience, but it really shows someone who has made the appearance and others who are investigating the appearance that there is something beyond the body which can leave the body and go into another room, for instance. So, in chanting, I wanted to encourage you to leave your normal physical awareness. It is good when you sit down to do not text with your mobile telephone. It is good if you sit down, if you sit before the altar and focus your attention on Krishna. It is good if during this time you make little vows to yourself that you will not interrupt your round for anything. You will not talk to your neighbor or your friends and so on. It's good if you understand when I chant, this is my time with Krishna. Time out with Krishna. This is very nice. And I personally do not know of any more powerful method in japa that while you chant, you imagine Krishna is right next to you and hears you. So I would like to make now an exercise with you, a little exercise, which will bring you hopefully into this space. Let me just ask you, how is your energy level? Are you tired? Manoram, how are you? No, Manoram is always great. Good? Let me just make a short scan. No, the men look all right, and the Matajis, I don't want to look so close because then you feel inconvenienced. It's impolite, at least in the European culture. No, Krishna, 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 Krishna. I like to ask our technical assistants to show that man on the hill. Your next slide, in other words. The computer has a hiccup. It's all right. Then no need, no need, no need. Computers come after human beings. They are not absolutely necessary for survival. Yeah, but so much time is wasted for unnecessary machines. I thought what I could do is I could try to bring you into a space of experience and then ask you to chant. It's all right, Harishyam, because everyone will now look only on this screen, which we don't need anywhere ways for human. These are meant to help. They are not ends in themselves. You can switch it off. It's not required, really. We have done what we need. So, what we will do is, I want to bring you into a place where you can turn to Krishna. I will use a simple relaxation method, which is very simple. And then I will, mostly because we went a little bit deeper into it, read from scriptures certain useful affirmations which bring you. And then I will request you to chant from that space the kirtan. We will do a kirtan from that space. My intention here is to break a certain unhealthy habit. often when we do the same things which we are accustomed to, we go to the same modus in which we do it. But as I tried to say this morning, Krishna consciousness may be somewhere else than at the place where we usually operate. Like Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you might miss it. So by doing things which you are accustomed to, but doing them in another consciousness, you might detect something wonderful which you have earlier missed in this. We will do very well-known practices now, but I will at times insert things you are not accustomed to. Now please don't do what some people do. Anything which is new must be bad. Try to be a little curious and do it and see what results you get for yourself. In this way, you might see something in your kirtan experience which will be a foundation for future more in-depth experiences in kirtan. I need to just make a little tune in with my musicians. You didn't see anything. So, I need to see now, are you all comfortable? If someone of you feels to use the bathroom, is it free at the moment? It is free. It is free. This is still a good time. If not, all the better. I would like to point out to you, we have an extraordinary situation. We all came to the Living Name retreat. I told to Gaur Krishna on the way to our cabin, this is an extraordinary crowd. In the normal temple situation, the crowd or the devotees, I just happen to be there and we come and give a presentation. They are there not because they are interested in the subject which we want to present, but this is what we do. In the morning is a morning program. We tolerate it, provided it ends on time, that we can have breakfast on time, and so on. I'm saying it a little bit exaggerated. It's not always like this, I know. But they didn't come specifically to hear any specific subject. Here it's totally different. You received an announcement, the Living Name retreat is on. There is a speaker whom you have heard about and you have come with the idea, let me try this out, let me see what it is. Maybe you've heard from friends who visited retreats in the past, and you are genuinely interested, and this is what everyone here brings into this room, a genuine interest in the subject of how they could improve their relationship to the Holy Name. It's unique, really. We have a wonderful place, the yoga shala, you must admit, is really nicely decorated. See this impressive rainbow color ornament, and outside the beautiful lakes and the weather. The calling of the peacock, what could be more? Uriban, more of a stimulant for remembering Vrindavan. And we can now try to go deep. Please do not forget, the steps which I will lead you in now are only means to an end. They are not in themselves the end. The end is when you hear the sound of the kirtan coming and when you are requested to join. To join the kirtan in a different way than you usually join. There's a Russian scientist, Mr. Pavlov. I think you've heard about him. He made long ago experiments where he would ring a bell and then serve the dogs with which he was working food. First the bell, bring, and then the food. And what he later did is he rang the bell, but he did not serve the food. However, the reaction in the dogs was now predetermined. Whenever the bell rang, they started to saliva, preparing themselves for the meal. So since that time, this experiment has been often repeated by lecturers who wanted to show that we, not just animals, but also we human beings, respond to certain triggers which come in a way. So because you have had so many kirtans, when the sound of the kirtan comes, it will trigger an automatic response. But we don't want this here. We are on a holy name retreat. We want to create a new, more conscious response. Huh? A rare response where you chant now in a sambandha. I am your eternal part, my dear Lord, and I am now addressing you as my only master. I take shelter. That's the response which we want. We don't want a Pavlo response. We want a live Krishna conscious response in the kirtan. That's where you have to pay all attention. Will you go into the mechanic response of mechanic kirtan? Or will you enter into a personal relationship with Krishna? There are two doors before the kirtan. Decide which one. Or I could give other analogies. It's clear enough. So, good, everyone is ready. Music is possible or not possible? Yeah. Easy possible or... In this world, there are countless diversions from our relationship with Krishna. Other relationships, our job, our dreams, society at large, social media. All these preoccupations, however, are like smoke. One day, they will simply dissolve into the air. At that time, you will be left with your one and only relationship. Certainly, you know this already. But our worldly relationships continue to demand time and attention. We allow them to take up nearly all of our time. My dear devotees, we are now here in New Vrindavan 2018. This moment will not come again. We are here with like-minded devotees. Make yourself ready for entering into this one relationship. Take a few deep breaths. Relax your body from the toes to the legs, the trunk of the body. The shoulders, your facial muscles, relax. If you have not yet found a comfortable sitting place, this is a good time to do so. Our aim is to be relaxed in terms of our body, but to be incredibly alert, present, vivid. Imagine now you are completely alone. Let everything around you slowly and gently disappear. For a moment, bring your attention to what is going on now in your life. And then let it slip away. Your relationships with your relatives, let them go as well. Your job, your important responsibilities, your desires for the future, all gone. You're now absolutely alone. Unencumbered, free. You may see yourself in your mind's eye sitting on the banks of the Yamuna or at Giriraj Govardhan in Vrindavan, or any favorite place where you feel secure and at peace. You feel completely safe and spiritually connected. Become aware that in your truest being, you are an eternal spiritual soul. an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you have been absent from that relationship. But your fortune has turned. You have met your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and learned from him about your real identity as a pure spirit soul, completely separate from the gross and the subtle body. You have been inspired to take up the path of eternal loving service to their lordships, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Now see in your mind's eye that Radha and Krishna are before you. No one else. You have the opportunity to chant their holy names for their pleasure. You can turn to the divine couple by offering in your mind this prayer: I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth your property. Everything is for your sake. Everything is for your enjoyment. Nothing is meant for my enjoyment. It's all for you. Wrap yourself in this one relationship and feel bhakti rise in your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Yeah.
one more time. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Open your eyes, please, and return to what we can call room awareness. There's something in our tradition called anumodan. It means to share an experience which we had during a spiritual practice. This is very helpful to reflect our own experience, to gain more inspirations and so on. So I request you that you turn to a partner. I know some of us are not a little scared to talk to someone who's very foreign to us, whom we don't know, and others are not so good in talking anyways. But it is important for you. You will see in a moment. Try to find a partner. The men, please, with the men, the ladies with the ladies. And one of you will be partner A, the other will be partner B. Please find the person now, and then I give you your assignment. Thank you. May I ask, who of you has not found a partner at this stage? Please raise your arm and then see if there is a person like you who has not found, then you team up with them. If not, you can join a group of three. Okay. Could you please make a very quick decision? Who of you is partner A? Raise your hand, please. Thank you very much. And who of you is partner B? Please raise your hand. Okay, B goes first. Here comes the question. It's very nice that you're so joyful, but please, here comes the question. We heard today something about Sambandha. There were three steps. I'm an eternal soul, a part of Krishna. Krishna's my master. And I'm only in this world here to reform my absent-minded tendencies and work on this relationship. This was the essence of our Sambandha practice in chanting the holy name. I would like now partner B to start sharing with partner A How was it for you? Was it easy? Was it not easy? The purpose of this exercise, I must say, is completely different from exercises which work with an element of hype. Hype is an over-exaggeration, and it is often untruthful. No. Anything which shows up as we are trying this is equally valuable. Even if we are... this really didn't say anything to me. This is good. If that is an authentic reaction, because then you have something in your relationship to Krishna where you can look at and work with. No? See what happened. Particularly, we wish to share something when we try to chant in a more connected way, no? In a more relationship-oriented way. Time is always there in this world, so we will have to be focused. And please don't talk about new mobile apps and so on, and other interesting subjects. That's not the time now. Stay with Sambandha. Please start now to share your experience, your thoughts, what went on for you, what struck you maybe. No? Struck means a new point you thought, oops, yeah, let me look at this more. Please, partner B, start. And then when you're finished, let partner A, who is usually a little bit more forthcoming, that's why he said, I'm A, but let him also have his share in the sharing. No? Good. Start now. now a good time to change. You know, when you want to finish, of course, the sentence, that's good. But we have, just to keep the time. Please continue.
Thank you. very engaged.
Haribo, Haribo. By no means this is the end of your discussion. Please continue, not just now, but later. This is very. Can you see how helpful it is when you share yourself? When you share, it's one of the six kinds of devotional exchanges to reveal something and to ask to listen also, and maybe. You know, because we are stuck so, or we are so much with our perspectives, with our, glasses, with our filters, we go to an experience. When we see the other filter of another person, then something new reveals itself or can reveal itself. I thank you very much. It's very dynamic exchange. You're really sharing like anything, and not just the Madhijis, because the Madhijis are naturally very fond of talking in detail, but also the men is very nice. Because these are existential things which we discuss. I have two little announcements to make. Yesterday, I saw you were just arriving, and I said, the japa session is optional. Today the japa session is also optional. If you wish to take a little time for yourself somewhere, that's absolutely fine. But I just wanted to say, in the japa session, I intend to work with you during japa, in the real experiential field of japa, on the three very nice guidelines by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so that one can chant in a relationship. This will help to eradicate disconnected chanting and will introduce us to the miracles which happen in connected chanting, and that is a good experience. So if you're not too tired, or you have a very human need to be alone chanting somewhere, that's fine. I encourage you to consider coming. We will start at 4:00, latest 5 minutes later. but we will start at that time and go for 1.5 hours. And I think it is a good offer for you to see if you wish to come. Fine, very well. Just so that you know, the ongoing program is we will meet at 7:00, and please be on time. I have invited a surprise to be there, and there will be Gora Lila, Kata, some very important things will come out. And afterwards, if Krishna is kind upon us and there is no night storm, we have something unforgettable as a surprise. I can't say more at this stage. So see you all, some of you at 4:00, others at 7:00. Have a nice lunch, and Hare Krishna.